This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how sometimes I come on your radio and I remind you that the excesses of the financial crisis aren't completely behind us? This is one of those times. There's a big report due out by tomorrow in Washington about the Federal Housing Administration. The FHA is a force in the American mortgage market, and the report is expected to show some serious problems, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison tells us.
First, let's get one thing straight. The FHA is not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They buy up existing mortgages. Think of the FHA as an insurance company built to encourage lending to riskier home buyers. USC public policy professor Rafael Bostic is a former HUD assistant secretary.
FHA has historically been an entree for a bunch of first-time home buyers to get access into home ownership. It's been very important for ethnic minorities.
When people don't have the big savings needed for a down payment, banks are less likely to lend. That's when the FHA steps in, offering insurance and paying up if home loans go bad. And many have. The fear is the FHA doesn't have enough stashed away.
Do they, in fact, have enough reserves to meet future needs when a certain number of these mortgages will, in fact, go belly up and the lender comes to them for potential losses?
Christopher Thornburg with Beacon Economics is skeptical of the government boosting home ownership, but that's a cherished concept with bipartisan support, so there could be political will to help the FHA if it's drowning. Eric Belsky, managing director of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, believes a weakened FHA would affect the housing recovery.
This would, I think, take some steam out of it. Some borrowers that would otherwise have been able to get a loan wouldn't be able to.
If the FHA audit is as bad as some fear, we may not have seen the last housing crisis bailout. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.